Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show we have Chapter 9, Little League Losers, followed immediately by the Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's going to be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 9, Little League Losers. When I think of baseball, my brain immediately flashes memories of long summer days on the grass, tight, hot man ass, and the smell of hot dogs, french fries, and ketchup in the wind. Little League Baseball is a volunteer-driven organization that was started in 1939 by a guy in Pennsylvania. So there's your useless piece of information for today. Little League was another attempt of Mom and Fat Matt's pet project of making me become a real-life boy. It was just like the story of Pinocchio, just change the word puppet to faggot, and it's essentially the same deal. Oh my god, I think I just discovered a super hidden gay theme in Pinocchio. Unless it's already out there as like an obvious thing, in which case, forget I said anything. Me. Basketball season had ended for the year, and I guess they could see it had zero effect on my fabulousness, so we doubled down on sports.
Oorah! Man noise! Blah.
My sisters had been playing softball for a couple of years, so it was only a matter of time before they put me into baseball. I was willing to give baseball a chance, as basketball sucked, and maybe this was my true straight calling. I was constantly trying to act like and be like the boy everyone wanted me to be. At 8 years old, I was already thinking of ways to butch myself up. I thought baseball looked a little bit easier than basketball. I mean, it just looked like a lot of standing around, which to me seemed like the perfect kind of sport to transition into. I went into it thinking the uniforms would be so cool, and I'd make so many friends, and I thought that I would have a mean but loving alcoholic coach that looked just like Tom Hanks. I was much more willing to participate in this sport thanks to the movie A League of Their Own, which if you don't know, oh my god, get out of my face. But also, go watch it, it's good. It's about women playing professional baseball during World War II, and it helps convince little gay boys that baseball is fabulous and involves pre-game singing and skirt uniforms. Plus, Madonna catches a ball in her hat, and Rosie O'Donnell plays third base. Wow, baseball fucking rocks. Mom, sign me up! Turns out it was nothing like that, and instead I was met with really lame things like learning to catch the ball, and throw the ball, and slide my body into a base. Other boys were so pumped up about sliding into base like it was the coolest fucking thing. Even as an 8-year-old, I thought to myself, God, they're excited about throwing themselves onto the ground. What idiots. My little league team for the summer was the Pirates, and we had flaming yellow uniforms that were way too hot for a summer sport. I'm talking bright fucking yellow. And those uniforms, they really worried me, mostly because they were so goddamn yellow. I just knew we would attract bees. But nobody seemed to get on that bandwagon with me. I still stand by my theory. I was nervous about diving into a new sport with other boys, but also I was hopeful that maybe it wasn't as stressful as basketball. Also, fingers crossed there was a pizza party. Guess what? It was just as stressful as basketball, and there wasn't a pizza party. In fact, the very first day there, I discovered just how not fun baseball was. Watching baseball on TV, it just seems like a lot of nothing going on while one person tries to hit the ball. Well, I never really thought about the part where I would have to hit the ball. Talk about terrifying. That hard ball comes hurtling towards you fast as fuck, and then you have to whack it with an aluminum bat that's way heavier than you thought. After my first few swings, I hit the ball really hard and felt a bazillion vibrations in my arms from the ball hitting the bat so hard. I thought, ow, god, that sucks. Man, I hope I never have to hit the ball again. Then I learned that most of the downtime you have in baseball, you spend playing catch with someone. Catch is when you throw a ball back and forth between two people and you wonder the whole time, are we trying to hypnotize ourselves or slowly kill each other? I can't tell which. Catch sucks because when you catch a really fast ball, it's like a stingray special for the palm of your hand. And all of this for what exactly? Nothing, that's what. Baseball to me is one of the easier sports to follow. A ball gets thrown, a ball gets hit, a person runs, other people try to stop that from happening. And bam, that's the entire sport of baseball in a nutshell. I could keep up with it. It made sense. And best of all, it dragged on forever and there wasn't much movement like basketball or football. Slow and uninvolved is exactly what I needed in a sport. I thought if I could do this sport good enough, it could get me out of basketball and then I could just do this through high school and it would hopefully, over that amount of time, turn me into a real all-American masculine acting boy. Perfect! I got this. I don't know how they decide what position to put you in. I just wanted to be put in the least active place on the field. They made me play second base. God, I hated second base! I was so terrified of that ball because it was being whaled by a metal bat and had a good 90% chance of hitting me right in the face. And the only thing they give you to defend yourself out there on the field is a hideous piece of brown smelly leather that attaches to your hand and for the most part makes your hand feel partially paralyzed. They call this a glove, and I hated it. Why did it have to be so ugly and so cucka brown? It's like they give you this horrible leather hand puppet with no eyes and just a giant mouth that opens and closes. And it's your job to use the mouth to catch flying speeding balls hurtling towards you. Insert ball joke here. The other position they would put me in most of the time was right field. I loved playing right field because rarely did anyone hit the ball out there. During games, I would just sit down on the ground and pick grass and daydream. That used to really piss Fat Matt off if he happened to be there to pick me up and make sure that I was on butch track. It's like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them straight. You can lead a young gay kid to an organized sport, but chances are they just end up sitting in the field picking grass and humming Paula Abdul hits. Straight up downtown, it's gonna be you and me together, ow, ow, ow. That same summer, I also got put in a ghetto baseball camp that was run by the Gateman Players. The Gateman Players, I think, was like an adult regional baseball team that was Wareham's team, full of young, strapping men. I think that's what they are. I could Google it, but it's not worth my time. The day camp had all the players from the baseball team, and man, some of them were super hot. We would do something like 9 to 2 every day of throwing the ball, running around, practice hitting. But the most memorable part of the baseball day camp was that about an hour into every day, the Gateman Players started taking their shirts off. This is when things got awkward for me. Because these guys were hot 20-somethingers, and now they were taking their shirts off, and I could see things like hairy nipples. Now, I lived with Fat Matt, so of course I had seen a hairy nipple before. But these guys were ripped, and they had hot, chiseled hairy nipples. It was great, and I spent mostly all my time staring at different hairy nipples and brainstorming about what their private spot looked like. As much of a turn-on as all these sweaty hot baseball players were, it was also a horrible testosterone festival. 20 boys around my age, plus all the adult men of the baseball team that were running the camp. Ugh, I hated the energy of men. It was extremely difficult because I was such a little fembot, and I didn't have years of experience under my belt of pretending to be a normal dude. When you're not athletic, and your main gig is being hilarious and girly, you stick out like a sore thumb at baseball camp. Why do you act like a girl? Was one of the go-to things other boys would corner me with. I would always go last at whatever drill they were working on, and I tried my best to use my comedy material from the previous school year of headlining Mr. Gustafson's fourth grade class. But I bombed every day at baseball camp and just came across as that really girly kid. One day as we were all getting ready for lunch, the hot shirtless adults told us we were going to be doing an obstacle course of drills. Yay. Everyone else went out to the field to start this dumb activity, except me. They asked me to stay back and pick up all the cones, which, trust and believe, I was thrilled and happy to do. Fuck that stupid obstacle course. I was happy to stay back and collect cones, thank you! But it did feel like total shit to once again have my existence as a boy be invalidated and basically shunned from the rest of the real boys. The next day, as I drove my little bike through town down to baseball camp, I realized, wait a minute, I am totally unsupervised right now, riding my bike. Nobody's gonna know if I go to this stupid thing or not. Gosh, I bet I could just not go. I pulled up to the field a safe distance away so that nobody could see me. I watched for a minute as the day was starting, boys were running on the grass, the hot, hairy, nippled men were chatting and spraying nicotine spit onto the ground. I watched and watched for a while and then remembered the way that I felt when I was down there, how low status and belittled I felt around them, and how inadequate both the kids and adults made me feel. I thought to myself, fuck this bullshit, and I got on my bike and I never went back. Take that, baseball camp! I had about a week and a half left of baseball camp, and instead of dealing with their ball drills and cone-collecting hate crimes, I rode my bike around town. I got candy, and I pretended that my bike was a bus, and I had to do my bus route for the day. I made baseball camp a blast as soon as I stopped going. Mom and Fat Matt worked full-time, so nobody noticed or cared that I wasn't going to baseball camp. How was camp today? Great, I'd say as I turned the corner and run away. But I still had to go to Little League, which was fine. Whatever. Summer will be over soon, and I'm never signing up for this bullshit again. Compared to my 0 points I scored in basketball, I was definitely better at baseball. But that's because baseball is so easy. I mean, even in the major leagues, fat guys can totally play it. I wasn't the star by any means, but I managed to hit the ball frequently enough that I would get to base, and then if I was lucky, some other kid after me would allow me to run the bases. For the most part, baseball to me didn't seem really hard. When it came to hitting the ball, I would just imagine the ball was my big sister or Fat Matt, and then bam, I would hit it. I mean, there was some running involved, but if you hit the ball hard enough, who gives a shit about running? I'ma skip like a fairy around these bases! One of my proudest moments in baseball happened in the middle of a game, and I gave Fat Matt the middle finger right there in front of everyone. Me. He was there as my ride, and he was leaning his big, dumb meat sack up against the metal fence on the sidelines of the field. I was up to bat with that awesome, huge plastic helmet they make you wear, and I hadn't hit anything yet. Fat Matt starts yelling from his leaning post.
Come on, Tommy, swing the bat!
I rolled my eyes. Oh, God, Fat Matt. Why can't you wait in the parking lot like you do for every other thing you pick me up for? Oh, there's an opportunity to publicly embarrass me. Now I get why you're here. Fucking motherfucker. I had 2 strikes and 2 balls. Insert more ball jokes here. And the pitcher throwing the ball really sucked at pitching, and even gay little me knew they were bad throws. Eat shit, Fat Matt. Now no matter what happens, I'm not swinging this bat just to piss you off. Ha ha! The pitcher threw the ball again. It whizzed by me at what felt like 300 miles an hour. The umpire calls it
ball,
and again Fat Matt wails,
Tommy, come on!
Relax, you idiot. The umpire called it as a bad throw. Why would you be mad at me for not swinging? If anything, you should be praising me for assessing the situation and knowing not to swing at such a horrible pitch. God, that's baseball 101, you big dum-dum. The next pitch came at me super fast. Well, as fast as a decent fourth grade arm can throw. The ball came flying directly towards me and hit me right in the shoulder. Bam! I watched the ball fall to the ground and roll away as I dropped the bat to grab my shoulder.
Ow!
I was super surprised the ball just assaulted me and left a stinging pain in my shoulder. And that had never happened to me. But I knew, since I got hit now, I just had to walk to first base. Man, it hurt, and I wanted to cry. But I told myself, nope, don't cry, don't cry. It's cool, keep it together, just keep it together. We're just gonna walk to first base. As I started my free ride to first base, I could hear and see Fat Matt on the sidelines.
Maybe if you swung, you would've had a chance.
All of a sudden, I could feel tears welling up in my eyes, the way they do when you're just a kid and you can't control your little body. Your throat closes up, tears stream, and you are filled with the insatiable desire to have your mom there. Everything was out of my control, and I knew there was no mommy nearby to make me feel okay. The one and only thing that I could control as I walked with my tears to first base was my right hand extending out, reaching up, and flipping Fat Matt the middle finger. You could hear the crowd gasp, and immediately it got quiet. Then, through my watery tears and swollen throat, I managed to look right over to him and yell the words, "Shut up!" All eyes were on Fat Matt for a second, and he sure did shut up. It was awesome. I heard a woman in the bleachers laugh, which made me feel great, and it broke the silence as the crowd started muffled conversation. Again. I knew once this game was over, I was gonna be alone with Fat Matt in the car and I would be in deep, horrible shit. I didn't care. It was worth it to me to be able to show the world, or at least the world of Wareham Little League parents, exactly what I thought of my mom's stupid husband. Despite crying, which kind of sucked, it felt so good to have that powerful moment of not only flipping off my bully, but to do it in front of a crowd to expose Fat Matt for the loudmouthed idiot asshole he was. Hashtag no regrets. My favorite part of playing baseball was not playing baseball. The bench, the dugout, that is where I thrive. Fuck playing out there in the hot sun waiting for a ball to come break your nose. No thank you. The dugout was shady, cool, and there was a bench, drinks, and snacks. Need I say more? Jared with 2 R's was the one connection I made on that team because we both hated it and resented the fact that we were there. We spent our time on the bench in the dugout talking about how we would rather the world end than have to go back out and play. Aw, fourth graders talking about the apocalypse. That's adorable. In our perfect end of the world fantasy, we would be the only survivors. No adults. Our first and only priority in this fantasy was stealing a car and going to all the fast food chains and gorging our faces. We never ironed out the details of having to cook and actually fend for ourselves in the apocalypse, but it was a great way to pass the time. Hey, imagine everyone's dead. Okay. When we weren't food porning each other, we were making fun of everyone on the team and the coaches. It was clear that we were both there for the same reason, butch training. As if we were grown gay men, we didn't give a shit about anybody and we threw shade behind everyone's back all the time. We always talked about this kid Alan and how ugly he was and it looked like his face fell on a shovel like 400 times. And then this one kid, J-Dog, he had a rat tail grown out of the back of his head and it made him look like a horse. Also, he never just said Coach Cassidy, he always said Coach Cassidy. Ugh. And like true queens, we were ruthless behind everyone's back, but then to their face acted like a sweet little peach. Hi, J-Dog! J-Dog's dad was the assistant coach, and we were convinced he was for sure a pedophile. He always smacked us on the ass every chance he got. And I always thought if he were more attractive and had more money, maybe I would have made a play for him. Don't judge me. I was young, smart, and ambitious. I'd seen a league of their own. I know how the world works. The head coach, Mr. Cassidy, seemed like he was for sure on the spectrum, and it was pretty obvious he was unemployed. But you gotta give him some credit for not only volunteering, but also also for having to have the team full of rejects. All in all, the Pirates was a team full of losers, and we didn't make it to any kind of playoff or final game. No coattails for me to ride on this team. Goddamn stupid sport doesn't even have a pizza party bullshit. Baseball taught me some important lessons. Just kidding, it didn't teach me anything. But the one thing it showed me was that despite Mom and Fat Matt trying to mold me into something I clearly was never gonna be, I learned meeting Jared with two R's that there were other kids like me. That even though we sucked at the game, we were definitely the coolest, funniest, and most interesting ones there. Side note / I'll tell you another time, when Jared with two R's and I were teenagers, we hung out junior year and some gay stuff totally happened. So take that for trying to make us butch. The real life lesson here is for parents to just let your stupid kid be their stupid selves. You can put a femmy boy inside a team sport to butch him up, but that boy will ultimately still grow into a horned up teenager with a D in his mouth. Just embrace it, let it go, and go get him an Easy Bake Oven or Barbie Dreamhouse or whatever weird gay thing he wants, even if it is a Madonna mic. God, I wanted one of those so bad. I actually made one out of tinfoil once. It was great. Me. But by letting him be whatever he is, you'll save him a lot of time. Years, actually. So he can just start living his life instead of building a fake pretend life constantly trying to please the world around him. It's just a tip. Also, you're gonna save yourself a ton of money in not having to buy a uniform or equipment or sport registration fees. You're gonna save yourself so much by not having to drive to practices and games. Granted, you may have to spend even more money on turning the attic into his dance studio, but whatever. My favorite part of Little League Baseball games, besides sitting on the bench talking shit and eating snacks, was when each team would start chanting at each other. Let's go, White Sox! Clap, 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 clap! Swing! Bada, bada, bada! Swing! 2, 4, 6, 8, your team sucks and ours is better. Okay, I don't really remember most of the chants, but basically, you harass the other team while the game's going on. One time, as usual, our team was losing hard and the game was coming to a close finally after what felt like 14 hours. Coach Cassidy told us we should come up with a new chant to show everyone that even though we were gonna lose, we would never give up. Nobody had any ideas. Of course they didn't, I thought to myself. Me and Jared with two R's are the only brains behind this operation. Suddenly it hit me, and I said out loud, "Too legit to quit!" Nobody really got it at first. Again, I yelled, "Too legit to quit! Too legit to quit!" Clearly, they didn't spend all their time in their bedroom listening to the radio nonstop. I knew all the overplayed songs on Fun 107. I mean, Fun 107! Too Legit to Quit was an MC Hammer song that was the not-so-great follow-up to the smash hit, Can't Touch This. This is Casey Kasem with a long-distance dedication. I said to the coach, "No, it's a song! Too legit to quit!" He gave us the okay, and within seconds, our team was chanting at the top of their lungs, too legit to quit! Fists bumping in the air, we were passionate about the game we were about to lose. The other team looked over to us like, "What the fuck? We haven't heard that one before." Yeah, I know. It's an original chant that I just stole off the radio, so, me. We lost the game hard. In fact, I think the other team even scored more once our chant started. But we chanted the whole way into our defeat, and it was the biggest and most contributing thing I've ever done in sports. I never scored the winning point, but I helped our team of absolute losers take hold of our loserness and be proud that we were all individually and together as one total losers who were truly too la fucking jit to quit. You did it! Yay! Thanks for listening to Chapter 9, Little League Losers. Join me now for The Weed Cap, a post-chapter chat where I chill out, answer questions, and will also be joined by various awesome people. The Weed Cap is up next. Welcome to The Weed Cap. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and today we have a great show for you. We're going to talk all about Chapter 9, Little League Losers, and later in the show I have a smoke sesh with my straight guy correspondent, and I have a little surprise at the end of today's episode. This week we recorded The Weed Cap at Michelle with One L's, and I had the pleasure of sitting down for 2 minutes with her 6-year-old grandson and my best friend Evan, and he sets the record straight about t-ball and wetting the bed. But right now I am joined by my co-host who has the best hair in podcasting, Michelle with One L. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Tommy.
We're on The Weed Cap.
We are.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so what did we just hear?
We just heard your Little League experiences.
Chapter 9, Little League Losers.
God, that was so awesome. It was a wow. It brought me back to when my kids played sports.
Did they play Little League?
Well, I had a couple kids play. Yeah, they did all the sports except for baseball. I don't know why.
So then you have no baseball stories to bring to the table right now.
I don't, but
I bet you have some, like, when you were in high school, like, did you go to baseball games? Did you date a baseball player?
Baseball, Tommy. Nobody likes baseball. Nobody even watches baseball unless it's the World Series, because baseball is boring. It's fat guys spitting and grabbing their crotch.
True. That's what I like about it. It's my kind of, like, it's my kind of sport.
But you're not going to watch it.
No.
Did you watch the World Series?
I watched parts of it. I watched the very end of it.
The last game.
Not the whole game.
Not the whole game. No. Not the whole game. Okay.
We'll be watching something, and then we'll, like, check in on it, and then,
no, you can't do that.
All right, they're
winning.
Because
something might happen.
We're losing. Cool. Let's go back to South Park.
Oh, no. We watched every game. But you have to remember that I am married to the most...
Oh my God. Okay. Somebody is unprofessional.
As you turn yourself to.
I think mine was on too.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Welcome to the Weed Cap.
We watched every game, every single game. And luckily, the football games fell on different days than the World Series. So we just had sports.
Football games? Oh,
it's
like
football
other.
Football season. Duh, God. Oh my God, you suck at this so bad.
Let's go back to your kids playing sports. So even though they didn't play Little League, which is what this episode's about.
No, it's really not. It's about sports.
True.
Because, every single thing that you talked about, loser team, the parents, the coaches, it doesn't matter what sport it is.
True. It's all the same.
Now, I think this is something that is worth mentioning because my grandson plays soccer, and two games to the last game, the parents were told they're not allowed to cheer.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to ask you to bring that up. I think that's great.
It's not great. You should be able to go, yay!
But that's because you're a parent. You're not the people working with the kids and the parents.
They did say that it would help them teach them more. Now, I've been to several games, and there was no over-the-top parents. These games were in the morning. Most people on the mountain aren't drunk until usually at least 11.
Yeah.
So there was no booze involved or anything like that. I don't know why they did that. And I know that every man...
Maybe it's too much. It might be too much. Like,
it wasn't.
You don't need to, like, support them that much.
Yes, you do.
You really don't.
No, you do. And I'm going to tell you why.
I used to get dropped off.
Well, that's the thing. And that's
go
why
to the game.
But you know what? You hated it anyway. Kids that are really good at sports, you will hear their parents more. Now, I did have one kid that was like super, super good at football. So good. Even when he was little.
And were you like, go get him, Tiger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because my kid was the star of the team. Mm-hmm. And then I'd look at other people that like your parents and just be like, that's too bad. Sorry. My kid. Oh, that's my son. So parents are probably a really big problem.
Yeah, parents, actually, I think, are the worst part of the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. But I think that the kids would actually, it'd be great if the parents just weren't there. Because then they could really participate in a community team sport without their horrible fucking parents.
Nope.
Hovering.
Helicoptering's good.
Well, how about little like type of sports, like soccer?
My kids really didn't do soccer. They did football right from the beginning.
Football in high school.
Oh yeah, they did football the whole time growing up. They did like a Pop Warner whatever, and then they got on the school thing, and they were, you know, stars of the high school thing. Well, the other ones never played, and I hated going to the games because I knew they weren't going to play.
The only football games I ever had to sit through was when my sister was a cheerleader.
I also have a daughter that was a cheerleader, and every time she had to run to the other side of the field when they got a touchdown, I thought she was going to eat it every time. She was not a graceful runner.
I loved the cheerleaders. I lived for the cheerleaders. They were like the
best
part.
See, now they have boy cheerleaders.
See, I am so mad about not being a kid today, because now you can be gender fluid, you can be, you know, you don't have to...
To the school!
Everybody gets a trophy. They put the ball on a fucking stick so that everyone gets to hit it, so that it's not...
I know,
like...
but as a... That, I'm telling you right now, especially Butch men, they hate that. They don't keep score at any of the games. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Everybody gets appreciated. And men, what do you mean they're not keeping score?
Well,
But see, you think it's great because you were the other kid.
That... No, I actually don't. I think that's stupid. I think that the way... Yeah, I think... Because I think that... The way I had to go through builds more character. If you are that kid...
I agree.
Who doesn't, you know, like...
And it, life isn't fair.
Yeah, you have to learn that life's not fair.
And everybody thinks that life... Can I clink my ice?
That's... Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Tonight, it's not just about pot, okay?
Oh, well, we're gonna
The booze cap. Everything's... Now, everything has to be so fair that kids, when life isn't fair, they get upset that life isn't fair. Yeah, normal. I know my kids... Not everybody got trophies.
We only got trophies if our team won, like, the championship game.
Well, here's one of my favorite memories of football with my kids was the one parent that sat behind me and he would yell the whole game.
We need some penetration! Penetrate! Penetration!
God. And we would be just like, oh, good Lord. Just shut up. Shut the fuck up.
No, dude, you need some penetration.
I know, yeah, you do. Oh my God, the whole game.
Oh my
the
God.
The whole game.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And then we're going to hear me and Brandon getting high in the car yesterday and listening to his sports experience. And then we're going to come back to us.
All right, let's do it.
Us.
Me.
Bye.
Bye.
But we'll be back. All right, Brandon just rolled up and we're going to have a little car session. And he better have some fucking gum if he knows what's good for him. Because I want some fucking gum. Do you have gum? So you don't have any gum?
I'm gumless.
Oh, God. I know. You can't do anything right today.
I know.
Oh, and here. Sunset sherbet.
Ooh.
I don't know why it says hybrid. I mean, I guess it is a hybrid, but it's not what it's on the board. Oh, yeah, I got this J, too. I did start to smoke it. And I totally thought I was sending snaps to you, but
you're
turns out
it to your story.
I was putting it on my story. Because, I don't know, I think we were like, we were on the phone as I was posting the last one. And, of course, it's a snap that I would never, like, so I just deleted them and hoped, well, I hope nobody saw those. Did you play any sports growing up?
I played every sport except for...
What?
Except for hockey, tennis. I mean, and when I said played, was on a team, not just, like, went to the park, but...
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, that's, I don't count... That to me is not, no, you have to be on a team, like a little league team, a basketball team.
Yeah, up until eighth grade, I was...
Either with a school or with a, you know...
The community.
Mm-hmm.
Up until seventh grade, I was on all the teams, except for there was no hockey team.
What are all the teams, name drop these sports?
This was a Christian school, so...
Yeah, and by the way, can I just say, I like to blame your 10 years of Christian school has now... warped me because I feel like sometimes I forget what it was the other day, but you know how you have like the good voice and the bad voice. Mm. I don't have a good voice, but then sometimes there's a Brandon good voice, like,
ooh,
should we follow the rules? And I'm like, get out of here. Why is Brandon on my shoulder right now? Also, I do love that someone called out that in the last one we said your first, middle, and last name.
I don't think we said it my first though.
We did. I think I did.
No, you didn't.
I did because I said, how did your dad come up with Brandon?
See, I was such a burnout. I didn't even hear. I literally was just going along with it. I was like, yeah.
And then you answered it, and then you went into like what his last name was. Last and name then you opened the story with, my middle name's Thomas.
All right. My name is Brandon. Fuck it. Brandon Thomas Bullitt on the record.
But I think that's great. I didn't notice it either until he said that, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, talk about burnout.
That is fucking funny.
But it's also really consistent with every other episode. I've been like, oh, yeah, no, this is anonymous, and then whoever I'm with, we just say every name possible.
Well, because, you know, we don't plan this out. We don't write out, like, okay, so when we say this name, remember to say it's this name.
Yeah, see, it's super organic.
Sports.
You played
baseball,
every sport.
I played baseball, basketball, soccer, volleyball.
Wow, that's kind of gay.
It was, but you know, I was a really good server. I could serve. I hit that overhand.
Oh, you did the over. See, I like an under. I like an under pop.
Nice little pop up. No, I was smacking it down. And one time,
I hated volleyball. Ugh.
I hit the ball and it hit the coach's face. It was a woman coach.
Oh my God, you were an abuser.
Well, I didn't mean to. She just happened to be standing where the ball was going.
Did everyone laugh or was it like a... Oh.
It was a hard hit. It was a smack. It was like a... We call that, well, like, if you jump up, because, you know, every time you spike the ball, you got to block it. The other guy's got to block it, or they try and block it.
Yeah.
The ball.
I'm doing it.
If the ball doesn't get over the net and they still hit it and it hits your face, it leaves, like, net marks, and we call that getting a six-pack. Because, you know, it looks like you got, like, the lines.
Got it. So she gave her a six-pack?
She got six-packs, basically. Trying to find the culprit, but I didn't.
So were you the type of kid, like, the, play all the sports at the same time? So you were on your volleyball team, and then you also had, like, your baseball team.
Well, majority of my sports were through the school, so they would go whenever the school would, like, they would, I think they would go in seasons.
Oh, so you're on the school team. Is this, like, little kid land? Are we in elementary school, or are we in junior
high? Up until 7th grade, and then 8th grade I didn't have good enough grades.
So 8th grade up, you didn't do sports.
8th grade I didn't do sports. 8th grade up, I didn't do sports because I didn't have good enough grades, and in high school, I played football for half a... 3/4 the year.
You played football?
I tried, and I was terrified.
Well, I was just gonna say, that is...
I was super small and skinny.
Oh, yeah. That's
scary. For the time, for sure. I mean, I'm still small and skinny, but...
Yeah, but football players are scary. So that was, like, a high school situation, football? I have a joint now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was high school football.
All right, we gotta go back to a little time.
Little land.
Little land, elementary school land. And I wanna know... Was there Little League then?
Yeah, for sure.
But was it through the school or was it Little League?
Both. I mean, there was a Little League through the community, through the city.
Did you like all of the sports that you were playing? Or was it just like, oh, we got to sign Brandon up because, like, we got to keep him busy?
I think I was pretty sporty. I was never the best, but I was never the worst.
But you were let's go to baseball.
Yeah. I was pretty excited. Baseball scared me a little because, you know, I got hit one time on the funny bone. And that really hurt. You know what to think about? Maybe that's why. Because...
You have a weak arm.
No. But yeah, besides baseball, yeah, I like sports. I was pretty good.
This whole...
Still pretty good.
This whole chapter is about Little League.
Oh, is that when you flipped off your fucking fat mat?
Yep, you've got it. So I'm interested in everyone's Little League experience, but since you've played... I'm going to cough. I don't care. Everyone can deal with it. Since you played all those sports, I want to know about... All right, so the way that I see it is, like, why was everyone so passionate about what was going on? Like, oh, come on, you dropped the ball. Like, yeah, so what? Like, we all paid to be here. Like, why? It's a game. So, like, what's up with that? And were you one of those, like, were you like, oh, God, fucking Tommy just dropped the ball.
Come on, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
You know, I was a sore loser, that's for sure. Like, I hated losing.
Oh, I can totally see you just pouting.
Oh, I hated losing. I would cry and just, like, throw a fit. But sometimes it was...
You'd throw a fit.
But sometimes it was because of me, too. So, like, you know, I remember, I wasn't the best, but I wasn't the worst. But I definitely was, like, in the middle and, like...
Oh, man, you blew some games.
I specifically remember blowing a baseball game. Like, all I had to do was throw the ball to third base... And I freaking overthrew it, and sure enough, the guy scores, and we lost, and...
Damn it.
Yeah, I was...
What was the name of your baseball team?
We were the Rays, the something Rays, like the Rays, Rays, or like the...
I wish you were the Raisins, that would be great.
The Raisins. No, we were just the Rays, something Rays,
were the Pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah, and we had bright yellow uniforms. What were your uniforms?
They were gray, and... Ugh. It was like gray and blue, almost like the sea.
You know what? I would have liked that because I was afraid that our yellow uniforms was gonna attract a lot of bees.
Ooh, I bet.
But nobody was really like it. Nah, I don't think so. Never happened.
No. No, I.
Did you guys make it to, like, the championship or?
Yeah,
you know?
We got second. Actually, we made it to, like, the final rounds.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
We got second.
Second place.
We got second place.
Oh, second's the worst. Second's it's the first the worst. Loser.
If you ain't first, you're last. That's for sure. No, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I feel like at a young age, it's, again, the parents that just, like, pump them up, you know? The parents are expecting a lot, so the kids think that they have to expect a lot.
We didn't win anything on my baseball team. We just were all losers. It's like they pre-screened us or something, and they put all the degenerate losers on one team, But because all my other teams, like in basketball and stuff, like everyone else was good enough. Like we always made it to like the championship and shit. But like baseball, we didn't make it. They were just like, season's over.
See ya.
Go home. And did you guys chant? Like, you know how teams like chant back and forth at each other, like 2, 4, 6, 8. You're stupid, and we're better.
And we're great.
Yeah. Good one, Brandon. Get this kid on the, I don't know, on the writing staff. Because that was my, in my story, like, I came up with the chant for, we were losing, and the guy was like, let's think of a chant that tells them that, like, even though we're going to lose, we're still going to try our best or something like that. And so I was like, too legit to quit. Liam C. Hammer song was like, too legit to quit. So anyway, that's what we did. We chanted that. And the other team looked at us like,
we fucking won.
What
losers
are you talking about? Like, we losers are winning by like 40 points.
Losers sing song about how it's okay.
It's baseball and the score is like 85 to nothing.
Yeah, like they had no care in your songs.
Did I steal this? Oh no, there's not a bowl, it's a joint. I must be high.
No, we never had a chant. I never had a chant. I mean,
you guys didn't chant at each other?
I mean, maybe we did. I don't know. I feel like
swing, bada bada bada, swing. You know that shit.
Just, you have an impeccable memory, because I just can't remember that fucking shit.
I remember the guy telling us like it was so hot out because it was like summertime and we're in those fucking like yellow fucking hot uniforms, and the guy's like, if you go over to the water and you just rinse off your wrist with a little cold water, it's like being in a pool. And then, like, we all went over and did it. And I was like, this guy is full of shit. Like, and he got all of us to come over here and fucking do it. Like, oh, my God.
And you know some kids were like,
I feel great. It. And I was just like, we're still in bright fucking yellow, and it's still 90 degrees, you guys.
Oh, my God. No chance.
Did your coach ever, like, smack you guys on the ass? Like, go get him, Tiger! Whack.
Ass? I mean, maybe, you know, again, this is just nothing. It wasn't like, if it was, it wasn't like something. No, he didn't.
We got it. See, you were a late 90s kid, and I was an early 90s kid. Yep, yep, see, in the early 90s, they were smacking those asses. And yep. I was like, what?
Yep. No, they definitely didn't touch my butt.
Interesting. God, you had it so good.
Well, you know, and it was a lot on a Christian camp, or Christian school.
Did you guys all get a trophy?
Yeah, we got trophies for losing, too. Like,
you guys suck.
Yeah.
Although I did, no, the other trophies I had was because the team had, like, won the whatever. Baseball, I mean, they gave us, like, a dinner at the end of the year.
When we played our 7th grade, or it was, like, 6th grade, we had a softball team. And we were kick-ass. We won first place.
This is, like, getting down to the...
That's fine, I don't want to... We won first place, and that next, we had chapel every Wednesday. And we had to wear, I had to wear a tie since I was in preschool to 8th grade every Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I knew how to tie a tie when I was like 2.
Oh, you are a loser.
Yeah, no, big time. And so we won first place. We won first place in the softball league in like 6th or it must have been like 7th grade.
Wow.
And in the chapel, they had us all stand up and they played We Are the Champions.
What?
Yep.
Oh my God, look, they're hailing you like you're fucking heroes.
And I was looking over at bro. I was like, Jeffrey.
Oh my God, you guys, it's a fucking game. Like, we won a game. A fucking game. Oh my God, that is great. I love that.
And then they're like, all right, and back to Jesus.
That is so typical and fantastic.
So yeah, that's what I remember. But yeah, because I didn't play a lot of stuff. I didn't, you know, after high school, I mean, after 8th grade. Beginning of high school was just like,
oh, I didn't do shit after like 5th or 6th grade. That was it. And then like I only went to gym class because like legally they made me.
Oh yeah, I skipped so many football practices. I like made stuff. I made stuff up to not go to practice.
Yeah, because
like,
that's scary.
Like we had like the first time our school got a lockdown because someone got stabbed. they still had football practice, but you know what I did.
Someone got stabbed. We're still gonna have fucking practice today. Get fucking football!
What's 2 plus 2? Football!
Oh God, I'm choking on the thought of it.
So, you know, I took that as an opportunity. I went home and I was
Yeah, like, you're like, someone got stabbed.
Sorry, like, that canceled, you know, practice got canceled. They're not going to be like, oh, call the coach, like, why didn't you have practice? Like,
what? What was the locker room like in your football?
Man.
Your football days? Because that's like.
It was scary. You know, this is me. And I remember I was a preschool to eighth grade Christian, 30 kids graduating class. At an eighth grade
You're just a little level. Innocent baby.
I had to wear uniform for 10 years of my life, and this is the first time that I went to a school that was like, it was a public school, and it was like
all, you got to all dress
the kids
yourself.
That were in eighth grade before me were in like their public school, so they were all little bastards already, and so like I got introduced to a whole new world, and you know, and I was on the football team, and I had long hair at the time.
Oh, what? And, you're asking for it, man. Yep, what are you thinking?
Sunshine. That's where I got the name.
Sunshine, because your hair was long?
Yeah, because they said I looked like the guy from Remember the Titans.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I tuned out like 1999 to 2008, so I lost a lot. Wow.
What was I talking about?
The locker room. I want to know about the locker room. I want to know about their like behavior, their weird behavior with each other, and like why do they do that stuff?
People
like hit each other with towels.
They were they didn't. No, I don't think. You know, it was very very masked. You know, it was very. You know, it was like one of the worst high schools in the area.
So
like
terrifying.
It was a bunch of like, you know, almost like gangster kind of wannabe kids who are like, you know. Just see, you know, around that, so like they want to, yeah, it was like a little, it was, you know, there was.
Would they like pretend to act like gangsters? Were they like,
yeah,
that
for sure, for
gangsters?
Sure. Oh, for sure, pretend and act. I mean, like acting real tough.
Oh,
acting
that would, real oh, tough. I'd hate that.
Acting
oh, God.
Real tough. Like, I didn't do any, like, I made a really good catch, luckily, like,
practice
during
or
practice,
game?
During practice.
Practice.
Like, a really good catch. And I went in the locker room and. Then the quarterback was like, damn, Sunshine's got it. He's got the wide receiver.
Uh-oh.
And the other guy who was applying for wide receiver was like, nah, I got that shit. And, like, looked at me, and I'm just like, he's got it.
He's got it. He's got it. Oh,
and, like,
man.
I was never the type to confront. But, I mean, he was, like, half serious. He was serious, but he sucked, you know? So it's, like, on the record.
Was there, did they take showers? Bathing suit showers or naked showers?
They did not take naked showers, that's for sure.
Damn it, why weren't they taking naked showers?
It was...
Not that you would have remembered, because you don't remember anything.
I would have remembered that, but no, we didn't take naked showers.
I remember kids in middle school were, like, taking naked showers. Like, what's going on right now?
I mean, I did so... I skipped so many practices, and all the coaches were saying, like, if you don't go to practice, you don't play. And, like, I was like, okay, cool. So I didn't go to practice. And at the game, sure enough, the coach was like, you're up next. I'm like, but I didn't go to practice. Like, why are you putting me in? I don't, fuck.
So there could have been showers at practice, but you didn't go to half of these things, so you don't even know.
But, I mean... Unless it was like I went to the ones that they didn't have showers. I do remember.
And then what about gym class in high school?
Definitely no showers.
They didn't make you guys take showers in gym class?
No.
Did you have gym class in high school?
Yeah, definitely.
And you went to public high school?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do in gym class?
We did everything. All the sports and...
Did they make you get changed?
Yeah. We got changed in the gym clothes.
This is crazy.
You didn't have to shower. You could have showered.
Yeah, they didn't, man. It wasn't
worth
showering. They were just like, get in the shower.
You better shower now, boy.
Did they make you... That would have been great, actually. I would have hated... I would have liked looking at everyone, but I would have hated being naked. Did they make you change in order to play, in order to, like, do
yes,
the gym class?
Yes, you had to be in gym clothes. And if you didn't have gym clothes, you couldn't participate.
I've already said before.
Marked as not.
Yeah, I used to wear my gym clothes under my clothes. And then I'd just like, here I'm ready.
Because he didn't like changing.
Because I hated changing so bad. Like, I would always change a couple times in the beginning of the year. And then just like, I could not take like just being next to. You're just fucking next to him. Like, you're just next to him. Like, they're just there. And I couldn't handle that at all. So.
Oh, wow.
I would just sweat it out.
That's funny. Oh my god, it would be so hot. I couldn't do that.
Well, if you have shorts, I mean, like, yeah. If I tried sweatpants or something once, underpants, and that was a bad.
In the area.
In gym class, would they give you, like, options, or would it only be, like, we're playing badminton today,
yeah.
And that's, like,
yeah,
had, like, at least they would split it up, because it'd be, like, you could do badminton, or football, or you could walk. I would walk.
Yeah, like walk
around the track with the girls, count me in. But sometimes we'd be forced, sometimes the options would be like football or volleyball. And then you're like, well, fuck, I'm going to play volleyball, obviously. And like volleyball, like all that shit sucked. But yeah. Gym class was more where I remember people like getting really like in love with the game, like whatever you were playing, like getting so involved, like,
yeah,
man, we need two fucking points. Just get two fucking, Tommy, what the fuck? The ball just went right by you. Like, yeah, I don't care. We're in gym class, you guys. Like,
gym class, I don't remember being that competitive, but there was a...
And people would take their shirts off in gym class. Would you guys go topless in gym class? Yeah,
shirts and skins.
What if there were girls around?
I mean, you know.
You'd still do it.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, totally. Gym class was average, but what was really a good one for me was weight training class. This was Coach Webb, and he was like an older guy. He'd always call kids donkey dicks. You donkey dick.
I love that coach.
Oh, I love that. He also taught the woods class, and me and my friend Bubba would sneak out of woods class every day and go to his house and then come back before the class ended, because like you didn't do anything in woods class. You fucking, like, the school didn't have any wood, like like the pieces of wood we had were like already like half broken and everything. And if he like caught you sneaking out, he'd be like, where are you going, donkey dick? And then we'd just come back in and be like, no, we're sorry.
Oh my god, I love that.
Same class, me and my friend Bubba were playing card games, and the loser would have to drink a hit of vodka out of the water bottle.
Why is there vodka in school right now?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was crazy.
What grade was that?
This was probably junior.
All right, that's maybe almost that's acceptable. That's appropriate.
That's
illegal. Oh my god.
It was a wild high school.
Your school was so busy.
Yeah, like between me trying to figure out this like Christian private, now public gangster school.
What's your most favorite? Of all, like, your team sports, what's your most favorite sport memory? Or your worst one? Do you remember anything?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, the best times for me was in... It was in 7th grade on the basketball team for the school. We sucked, but we had one super cool thing about us. And it was me.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a skill. I had a talent. And I could make half-court shots only on the buzzer. Like, for some reason, like, if it was just, like, regular game, like, I couldn't make anything.
But you're like...
But if it was, like, three...
At the end of every quarter, you guys...
No, end of the game. End of the game.
Only the end of the game.
Yeah, end of the game, like, last shot. Because I made at least five throughout the five game-ending shots. Now, I say game-ending because it wasn't game-winning. But I still remember to this day, like... It would be like, there were like 3 seconds left. So like, give the ball to B.
Give it to B.
And like, I mean, we're losing by like a solid 30. So he's just like, give it to B. And sure enough, like, I shoot a half court, the ball still goes in. What does the crowd do? They don't just sit there because we lost. They go wild.
Of course they do.
And that happened a few times throughout my basketball 7th grade
career. A few times. Oh yeah. My God.
It was like a thing. Like,
oh God. Basketball was so stressful. I never scored anything, not once. I think I threw the ball at the hoop twice, and both times I missed. Did you ever have to see guys naked in a locker room?
Nope, not forced. In high school, there was this guy named Noah who was really weird, and he was the only one that showered naked, and everyone...
He'd walk around naked.
Everyone was just like a bunch of girls, just like, like,
I love that.
Freaking out about this kid just... And
fucking Noah! Oh my god, his fucking dick's out! Jesus! Now, what's up with Noah, I wonder? Like, we gotta Facebook him, see what's going on with that guy. Wow, so Noah was the naked one. And then I'm sure, like, as you just, like, became a grown-up and went to gyms, that's where you, like, saw, like, normal locker rooms. But, damn, you don't have any good... I mean, I don't have any good stuff either, because I just avoided the locker room.
It was definitely in, like, regular gyms outside.
How about camp? Did you ever go to a camp? Summer camp? Like, an overnight?
Yeah, sixth grade. I went to the mountains. I went to the mountains with, like, my whole sixth grade class. And...
Were there naked showers there?
No, that was sixth grade.
Dude, I remember I went to camp in like first or second grade for like a week, and there was naked showers, not only with all the kids, but with our counselors. I saw like a real adult dick, and it was my counselors, and I was just at like Christian sleepaway camp. And like, I just remember looking down like the row of showers and just like, dick, like little kid dick, little kid dick, and then like a grown up adult bush dick. Like, oh, cool. So, yeah.
Was it co-ed showers?
No, God, no. that would have been so Christian of them, but no.
We're all one.
We're all just one. All right, we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back, everybody. Wow, thanks, Brandon.
That was really good.
That was fun. So yeah, Brandon was sporty and just the all-American boy. Don't we all just love Brandon?
I love Brandon. I haven't met Brandon, but I just like his voice.
We were supposed to talk about something at the beginning of the show, and we didn't because we do what we want. So take that, everyone. But we, a few shows ago, learned about coconut oil, and we made a blood pact with each other that we would...
Blood?
Yeah, remember we cut our hands, and then we shook on it and said we would...
Oh, just like Practical Magic. I love that movie.
Yeah, exactly. I watched that a few weeks ago because it was October.
Yay!
So you tell me yours, and then I'll tell you mine.
Well, here's what happened. A friend of mine, after hearing that episode, told me that she heard that coconut oil is not good for you because it has something about, like, I don't know, antibodies and this and that, and it can you can get more infections. Yeah, so you're infected. That being said, I also heard that with my research that coconut oil is like the best lube ever.
So you didn't use it. Lube it up.
You know what? It's been a tough week.
It's been 2 weeks. It's been a hard two weeks.
It's been tough. It's been busy.
Well, the good news is I don't have a great report either. Now, here's what happened to me. I heard from you that information. Then I was like, I don't know if I want to get, like, penetrated with the oil. So I told my dick at home that I wanted him to fuck my cheeks. That I wanted to get cheek fucked, like Wacky Jackie did. And so I brought the...
spray.
The spray.
And I'm still not eating at your house.
And I told him. I told him what I wanted. I was like, this is the spray. Here's what I want you to do. You're not fucking me. I want you to, like, cheek fuck me and use this to do it. He wouldn't do it. Didn't do it.
I'd break up with him.
And I feel so violated that...
Non-violated.
I feel so non-violated that my request to get cheek fucked was just totally, like, just dismissed. Not even heard. Not even validated.
Don't cry.
He said, I didn't want to get that shit on my dick. Come on.
Coconut oil from Trader Joe's. It's not like it's from Pick and Save.
I didn't ask him to put fucking Tabasco sauce. Like,
ow.
Could you imagine?
Vicks. No. Here's the thing.
I just wanted to get cheek fucked.
You can't.
Yes,
you
can. No, I can.
You can't because you're already past that in your relationship. Cheek fucking is for when you're starting out.
I know. We can.
Yeah, it is. Because let me just let you in on a little secret. Okay? Us girls just hold our legs together super tight.
And that's how you make it tight.
And the guy gets on top of you, but he just slips it in your thighs, just like you, but you're not on your knees. You're like that, and that's what happens.
Right. But I was specifically putting this out. What if this was like a fetish or something? What if I wanted to, like, you know, I'm trying to, like...
You guys have been together for how long?
I'm trying to bring things to the table, man. I want to get cheek fucked.
That's not bringing something to the table. That's going backwards. That's like, yeah, it is.
Not if you've never done it. Not if it wasn't part of your...
Oh, true. He should have been more understanding that you've never done that ever.
Not the way I want like you to grab those cheeks and fuck those cheeks, but that's all right. I'll just get a dildo and do it myself.
Craigslist.
I should have just posted an ad.
Yeah, just put it on an ad on Craigslist.
I would have had like 10 guys.
Oh, at least.
We've nailed the coconut spray project down. Let's not assign ourselves projects anymore because that was stressful.
Yeah, it was.
When Brandon and I were talking, I thought of something that I wanted to say, but then I forgot it because we were getting high and I was like, oh, I forgot. Plus, he just wouldn't stop talking about himself the whole time. So I'm just going to say real quick that once I played football, but not like on a team, like this was like college when I was like trying to like be a straight. I was like being a straight guy. I was like showing everyone like I'm straight like everyone else. Come on. And we were going down to play like a game of like touch football down in the park. All the boys, all the girls, we were all going down. It was a football game. It's cool. We're in college. So anyway, I don't really know. I just know the basics of football. I'm like, all right, so whoever has the ball, like, try to knock that person down. Like, got it. Okay, I'm gonna do this. And I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to, like, the... Because there's just, like, guys in charge. So it's like, we're gonna blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and the do-do-do. And don't forget the...
the sixth rule. I don't know, like just weird shit. You don't know. You're just like, yeah, cool, got it. And so then we go and the game's starting and like it's girls and boys. So like whoever has it, like just has it. And this girl had the ball and like nobody was around her. So I like ran towards her and like knocked her to the ground. Ooh. And all I hear is everyone saying, it's touch. We're playing touch. Yes,
flag football. Touch football. What's
so
wrong with you?
I fucking tackled a girl, y'all.
Yeah, me. Well, if you want to know something really horrible, when I was growing up, we played a game that was like football. You had a ball and you tackle the other person, but we called it smear the queer. Oh, yeah. I only played it one time because I got the ball and somebody tackled me and I thought they broke my nose. Like, I'm not playing smear the queer anymore. I don't want to smear the queer.
That is like a hate crime game.
Right?
Oh my God. What year was this?
1979.
Yeah, right.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah, 79.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Maybe 78. But I remember thinking to myself, smear the queer, that's not nice.
Interesting.
My sisters would play it all the time.
You people.
Not me. I felt bad.
That's true. You only played it the one time.
Well, yeah, because they punched me right in the face. Can you believe that? I mean, how times have changed. It's just like, who has a game?
Well, that's the great news, is that times have changed. Not
yeah,
a lot.
I don't hear anybody saying that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even a game anymore.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is in some Nazi circles.
Nazis are popular now.
Well, I'm sure like Nazi people like let their kids play that game.
Did you hear about Papa John's Pizza?
No. What happened to Papa John's Pizza?
It's the official alt-right pizza.
I don't even think I've ever had Papa John's pizza, so.
I haven't either, because I know that guy's a douchebag.
That just shows how pure I am.
Yeah, they made a swastika pepperoni pepperonis on the pizza.
Wow, I didn't know any of this.
Yep. Yay, football.
What? Wow.
Because that's also the pizza of the NFL. I love sports.
Yeah, I know. Like, Brandon tried to tell me, like, I never saw any. I'm like.
He's like, I was at work the other day. I saw some of the guy's shorts. Shut up. What are you talking about? There's no dick in football, you dum-dum.
This guy had on some really short shorts, and they were just, like, baggy, but, like, short. So I was just so curious, and he wasn't really that attractive. It wasn't about, like, I want to see a hot dick. Like, I just, like, there was an opportunity to see some dick. So I just was, like, really trying to, like, have to find, like, something.
And you saw nothing. Where's Randy when you need him?
I saw nothing. Well, I think I think it was actually a baggy short bathing suit, because I think I saw, like, a net lining. And I just don't... I don't know if he was... It could have just been a full bush up against the net, or it was black underwear. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Have a great week! Bye!
That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes for us. We love you. You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy Natoli and on Instagram at Tommy_Natoli. You can also email the show at theweedcap@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook at Thomas Anonymous Podcast. Now, as promised, I leave you today with 2 minutes of me and a 6-year-old hanging out being bros. Okay, bye.
Everyone, leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Evan C.
Evan, how old are you?
6, and I sing along the world.
When's your birthday?
September 30th, all my birthdays, and I like, and sometimes I like to take pictures, but I can't have a drink plus 4 o'clock because I saw a pee in the bed one time I did when I was out in my pool.
It happens, man. What's your favorite sport to play of all the sports you play?
I don't play basketball or football. All I play used to be T-ball and soccer, but this was the last soccer game, so there's no more soccer. But we're all going to play a soccer party.
Dude, I think one time I saw a video of you scoring 2 points in soccer. Is that true? Did you do it 2 times?
But it's kind of cool. And sometimes the other teams win, and I don't like it, but I didn't cry. And this guy that we visit when I went to my best friend's Caleb's house, and he pushed me, and then I got up, and he said, and then Caleb's, and then Rosie said, say sorry to Evan. He said, sorry. Wait, but
So he got in trouble.
Nope.
No.
He just has to say sorry, but where's my voice?
Your voice is going into the computer, and then we can hear it afterwards. So this is just recording us.
Oh.
So it's just recording our voice. It's like we're making a song.
It's like this. Oh yeah, dude, sing along.
What was your did you guys wear uniforms in T-ball?
No, we actually wore soccer uniforms.
You wore soccer uniforms? Yeah. What color were they?
We're on the dragon team.
The dragons? That's a cool name.
Yeah, we call it the dragons team.
The dragons?
Yes, the dragons.
What's your favorite show right now? What's your favorite thing to watch? Or movie?
Avengers Assemble.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then my...
And what about music? What's your favorite music? What's your favorite song?
What's it?
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready. You're gonna interview me. This is your first interview. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. How do you say hello to a ghost?
How do you say hello to a ghost? I don't know. How do you say hello to a ghost?
Hello, ghost! I totally got you.
Really awesome interview. High five. Double high five. Triple high five. All right, we'll say bye to everyone.
Wait, I have more questions.
You do? What's your next question?
I got songs.
This is my show. Do you want to say anything to the
people? This is my show, and I can sing.
You want to say something to the people that listen to the show?
Yes. Okay, everyone, meet Tommy and Evan.
Yeah. Okay, bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.